The Rhode Island brothers, Bobby and Peter Farrelly, made their names with outrageous R-rated comedies, such as Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary. After a few less successful PG-13 pictures, they're back to their filthy ways for their 10th film, Hall Pass. Owen Wilson stars, along with Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live, Jenna Fischer from The Office, and Christina Applegate. David Edelstein has a review.
The Farrelly brothers are sometimes thought of as the dumb adolescence version of the Coen brothers, which is on one level true, and on another, slanderous. Because even with their characters' unruly bodily functions and hormones, the Farrellys' movies have a spirit that's remarkably gentle and humanistic. Their comedy, Hall Pass, is a mixed bag. Often it's desperate. Often it's droopy. But they've made one of the few recent movies about the perpetual immaturity of the American male with a mature perspective. I did groan when I heard the premise of Hall Pass, which made me think the Farrellys were regressing. But it's actually the male characters that are regressing, or rather, that long to regress. They're married buddies on the verge of 40. Rick, played by Owen Wilson, and Fred, played by Jason Sudeikis, from Saturday Night Live, are sexually frustrated. Their wives are rarely, for one reason or another, available to them, and their own bodies are beginning to lose their elasticity. They live in a fantasy world, prone to checking out young women who pass, while laughably denying or trying to hide their interest. But their spouses, Maggie and Grace, played by Jenna Fischer and Christina Applegate, miss nothing. A psychologist friend of theirs, played by Joy Behar, tells them to give the boys a week off from marriage. She calls this a hall pass. The hall pass idea is, frankly, creepy. It suggests that middle-aged men sentenced to monogamy can go back to high school, which, of course, they can't, even if they have, quote, permission. When Maggie and Grace head off on vacation to Cape Cod, Rick and Fred hit the local Applebee's with three of their pals, played by Stephen Merchant, Larry Joe Campbell, and J.B. Smoove, who are along to experience their conquests vicariously.
This place is dead.
Okay, well, the guy at the Comfy Night Inn said it doesn't really kick in till about 9:30, so...
Why you guys staying at a hotel if your wife's out of town?
Oh, come on, Flats. I can't very well bring a bunch of models back to my place. What if they end up stalking me? And Rick's house has got a bunch of family photos and kids' drawings on the fridge.
Yeah. Are you guys sure Applebee's is the best place to meet hot, horny women at?
What do you think, an Olive Garden?
Providence, Rhode Island, where Hall Pass is set, has quite a few excellent watering holes for singles, which makes going to Applebee's especially far-fetched. But the gag does resonate. These guys want to stay in their safety zone. One actor not in his safety zone is Owen Wilson, for years dubbed in racy tabloids the Butterscotch Stallion and a symbol of stoner cool. Here he's a fellow with thinning hair and slack muscles and the start of a paunch. His trademark spacey demeanor is now tinged with regret. It's a terrific performance and terrifying because if Owen Wilson can age, well, what chance do I have? Jason Sudeikis' character is more extreme, more infantile, but I love how he goes for broke. And when Hall Pass needs another shot of energy, Richard Jenkins arrives and brings down the house as a self-professed love doctor named Coakley, a worldly hipster who analyzes the availability of women in clubs with the keen eye of Sherlock Holmes. But for all the raunch and nudity and juvenile gross-out gags that go along with the men's desperate exploits, it's the women who become the film's emotional center. There they are on Cape Cod, and they're suddenly being hit on by guys, middle-aged and even in college. And they like the attention. They like being pursued again. They realize that they wanted a hall pass, too. But along with that comes a grimmer realization that once more they're objects in the psyches of unreliable males. There's an idea in Hall Pass that the Farrellys don't point up, but I think it's in the movie in spades, that people often depend on what Eugene O'Neill called the life lie, a false vision of themselves to keep despair at bay. In the Farrelly's culture, men in committed relationships need to believe it's only their spouses who prevent them from scoring all the time. And without that fantasy, something inside them would die. Hall Pass leaves you with that sad and wise view of adulthood, even if you'd never dream of putting the words the Farrelly's and Eugene O'Neill in the same sentence.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our engineer is Fred Snyder, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Herzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.